Have you read or heard the news lately? Well, most of it is bad news, likely to leave you depressed rather than inspired. That's what you get these days on the evening news and other news media. The good news is that there is an alternative. Dr. William Porter has provided wholesome yet compelling stories about people's experiences that many consider unusual, extraordinary, or even miraculous. Dr. Porter is an author who has chronicled stories like these in several books he has written. These stories have come to life on the Storytelling Time radio broadcast. So be prepared to hear some good news for a change. Here is Dr. Porter with today's story.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's get started with a prayer. Dear God, help us each day to be of service to mankind, to provide those within our influence the guidance they need to fulfill the purpose you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of inspiration for today is the following quotation. Don't chase people. Be yourself. Do your own thing and work hard. The right people, the ones that really belong in your life, will come to you and stay. This quote is from actor and entertainer Will Smith. Today's show is about the life of Maggie after the passing of her husband, John. Yes, John did not survive the car accident they had while going home to Detroit. Now, life definitely had changed for Maggie. When she finally was allowed to leave the hospital with her parents, she had such an empty feeling being without John. She had grown to love him very much, despite the many challenges she had with him during their short marriage. While he had issues with pride and being absorbed with the accolades thrown in his direction from church members, relatives, and co-workers, as well as with the public, he also had a soft side and wanted to do the right thing. But in his sermons, he often talked about the pull of the flesh. Well, it was his fleshly desires that were often too hard for him to resist. John's reaction when he saw Fred and Maggie that night in Hawaii when they were about to have dinner was evidence of his problems with mental instability in the form of a bad temper. That temper led John to retaliate against Fred, whom he perceived as being too close to his wife. Well, in a sense, John was right. That is, it wasn't a casual, innocent meeting between two adults with no romantic interests. To the contrary, Maggie was very close to Fred and had romantic feelings towards him. And it showed as they were about to have dinner that night. That's when John went berserk when he saw Fred was sitting with her. After John and Maggie returned to the hotel room that night of the confrontation, he made up for his actions, but he did so with only a half-hearted apology to Maggie the next day. Because of her own insecurities and issues, Maggie had a deeper understanding of any indiscretions that John may have had and was willing to forgive him and move on with her life with him. But that was not to be, because of John's death. While Maggie had grown to love John very much, she still felt the loss of her first love, Fred, whom she had left behind in Hawaii when she and John were en route to their home in Detroit. Maggie felt that she might never see him again. We'll be right back after a break.
Follow-up to my previous posting in reference to Life in the Spirit by Dr. William Porter. I must say that I was more than thrilled to meet with him yesterday to gain my own personally signed copy of this book. I must also say that from page one, I was captivated by his connections with practical living, real-life experiences to Scripture. And for me, that is a win-win situation. But look, just don't take my word for it. Actually, yeah, take my word. But also, take a look and read for yourself. Life in the Spirit, Dr. William Porter. You can also access more information online at www.WilliamPorterLife.com. Happy readings!
Welcome back. So there Maggie was alone in her home after the long ride from the hospital, thinking about the events of the past few days. She often had wondered what life would be like, totally on her own, without John and without Fred in her life. She would soon leave the church where she and John had flourished over the past year of his being pastor. Meanwhile, her parents would be left to reignite their own marriage back in Flint. When Maggie went home that night, it was the first time in a while sleeping in her own bed. But now she was there without John. She began to wonder about everything that had happened in her life and the meaning of it all, and wondered what the future would be like. She had heard in sermons all her life that God is faithful and is there to help in times of struggle. Maggie truly needed God's help now. She missed John's physical presence and yearned for love and affection. Her thoughts frequently turned to Fred, and she still had a desire to be with him. She only wondered if he still had feelings for her, as he had prior to her being pulled away from him by John on that fateful night in Hawaii. But it was good to be back home nonetheless, sleeping in her own bed, even if John was not there with her. Interestingly, her mind was not on the impending final services she had to prepare for her husband John, but on the reality of God in her life and how he would yet again, she felt, come through for her in her time of need. With those thoughts in mind, she drifted off to sleep and had such a wonderful dream. It took her back to when she sang in the choir at her home church of Mark Methodist. She had returned to a time when the type of worship service involved giving glory to God, but in the Methodist tradition of expressed glory through old hymns and spirituals that she was well familiar with. From the youth choir that she belonged to herself to the church's massive senior choir, she remembered those songs of old that rendered inspiration to her soul at the time, and strangely enough, still gave her inspiration in her current situation, one that found her alone again, without the love and affection that she still desired. Nonetheless, she still had the faith that Jesus would yet again bring her through the issues of life that she had at the time.
Oh,
We'll be right back after a break.
Do you want to read some good news for a change? With all the things going on in the world today, it's refreshing to find good news. Well, Dr. William Porter has written three books that include a bit of intrigue, drama, and yes, a little romance, among other things in the storyline. So if you like biblically based, spiritually focused stories, do yourself a favor and read some inspiring accounts of people's experiences that may be considered extraordinary and in some cases, even miraculous. Dr. Porter has written three books based on real life experiences, some of which are his own, and others have been communicated to him from those who have agreed to share their stories. Life in the Spirit was his first book, which is a nonfiction collection of short stories documenting people's experiences that they believe to be unique, unusual, and what Dr. Porter calls extraordinary. Heaven Can't Wait is his second book, which is a fictional novel. A third book is another non-fictional account of a collection of short stories that is titled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. For more information, visit the website williamporterlife.com. He also can be contacted at the email address waporter4995@yahoo.com. So do yourself a favor and read some good news for a change.
Welcome back. Our special scripture today comes from James chapter 1 and verses 2, 3, and 4. And it reads, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." With the knowledge expressed in these verses of Scripture, we can truly say that through it all, through all the trials and challenges of life, we can still trust in what the power of God can do. But without the mountains in our life that challenge us, we wouldn't realize that the product of that power is love, peace, and joy. Our virtual song of the week is coming next. Well, we'll see you the next time. And remember, there's always more. More good things coming your way.
I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces, but there were times that I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hour, yet those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own. That's the reason I say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you that through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. Oh, if I'd never had a problem,
I'd never know that God could solve them. I'd never know what faith in His word could do. That's the reason I say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you, through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to depend upon His word. To depend upon His word. Oh, through sorrow and shame, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Storytelling Time comes to you every week with exciting inspirational stories about people's experiences that are unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes miraculous. Why not join the fun? Yes, we can all add an extra dimension to our lives by reading about what others are going through. You'll be surprised to learn that their experiences are similar to some of your own. Today's story only includes portions of Dr. Porter's book, Heaven Can't Wait. Other details of the story could not be shared today because of the limitation of time. Why not read the whole account of the story? Just go to the website, williamporterlife.com, to receive information on how to order this book, as well as other books written by Dr. Porter. Yes, there's always more. More good news to read. Life in the Spirit. Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. Heaven Can't Wait, the sequel.